no matter what your day is like, no matter what's going on in your life, you're going to smile at him. He just is. He's just that kind of person that's just going to make you feel happy. He's that person that's always smiling. He's that person that's always optimistic. He's that person that's always positive. 1 Corinthians chapter 12, verse 12 through 27. For as the body is one and has many members, but all the members of that one body, being many, are one body, so also is Christ. For by one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, whether Jews or Greeks, whether slaves or free, and have all been made to drink into one Spirit. For in fact the body is not one member, but many. If the foot should say, because I am not a hand, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? And if the ear should say, because I am not an eye, I am not of the body, is it therefore not of the body? If the whole body were an eye, where would be the hearing? And if the whole were hearing, where would be the smelling? But now God has set the members, each one of them in the body, just as he pleased. And if they were all one member, where would the body be? But now, indeed, there are many members, yet one body. And the eye cannot say to the hand, I have no need of you. I have no need of you. Nor, again, the head to the feet, I have no need of you. No, much rather these members of the body which seem to be weaker are necessary, and those members of the body which we think are less honorable, on these we bestow greater honor, and our unpresentable parts have greater modesty, but our presentable parts have no need. But God composed the body, having given greater honor to that part which lacks it, that there should be no schism in the body, but that the members should have the same care for one another. And if one member suffers, all the members suffer with it. Or if one member is honored, all the members rejoice with it. Now you are the body of Christ and members individually. If everyone in the church was just like you, what would it be like? Are you a positive person? Are you a person that seeks to bring out the best in others? Are you a person that shares in the joys and sorrows of others? Are you a person that tries to be the ray of sunshine in someone's dark times? Are you a person who focuses on positive things? Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. Finally, brethren, whatever things are true, whatever things are noble, whatever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things are of good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate on these things. The other night, I was on the phone with one of my friends from school. He's still in Alabama. And we were talking about the tornadoes that had gone through the Auburn-Lee County area and all the catastrophe that had been left there. And it got me thinking that in situations like those, what is it that we focus on? Do we focus on the catastrophe itself and how horrible, it's just tragic? Or do we think about how we can possibly help those people who have lost possibly everything? Do we isolate ourselves as Christians from the world because of its evil? Or do we armor up knowing that God is with us and our brothers and sisters are there to help us along the way? We are what we focus on. That leads me into my second point. Focus on get to. Focus on get to versus have to. Each and every day, we focus on what we have to do rather than what we get to do. Life is a gift, not an obligation. I have to be at that meeting tomorrow. I have to be there. I have to run these errands today. They will not get done if I do not do them today. I have to get Timmy to the soccer game. We cannot be late again. I have to study for my lesson for Sunday. I have to, I have to, I have to. We are constantly, each and every day, thinking about what we have to do. We get so bogged down with our routines, with our schedules, with our calendars, and everything else. Now, I do want to say, too, I want to preface this, that I am not saying that it's wrong to schedule or to have routines or whatever kind of thing, because I am a huge advocate for Google Calendar. I use it all the time. And I am such a creature of habit. However, we can focus so much on what we have to do that we don't think about the flip side. I get to be at that meeting tomorrow. We finally get to figure out what was happening last week. I get to run these errands today. I might even get myself something while I'm out. I get to take Timmy to a soccer game. It'll be a nice outing for the family. I get to study my lesson for Sunday. I get to learn something new and share it with my brothers and sisters. James chapter 1, verses 2 through 4. My brethren, count it all joy when you fall into various trials, knowing that the testing of your faith produces patience. But let patience have its perfect work, that you may be perfect and complete, lacking nothing. Circumstances do not produce your attitude. You bring your attitude to your circumstances. Trials are never fun, but James is showing that if we look at them in a get-to attitude, there is an understanding and an expectation that we will grow stronger from them. Matthew chapter 25, verse 31 through 40. When the Son of Man comes in his glory and all the holy angels with him, then he will sit on the throne of his glory. All the nations will be gathered before him, and he will separate them one from another as a shepherd divides the sheep from the goats. And he will set the sheep on his right hand, but the goats on the left. Then the king will say to those on his right hand, come, you blessed of my Father, inherit the kingdom prepared for you from the foundation of the world. For I was hungry, and you gave me food. I was thirsty, and you gave me drink. I was a stranger, and you took me in. I was naked, and you clothed me. I was sick, and you visited me. I was in prison, and you came to me. Then the righteous will answer him, saying, Lord, when did we see you hungry and feed you? Or thirsty and give you drink? When did we see you a stranger and take you in? Or naked and clothe you? Or when did we see you sick or in prison and come to you? And the king will answer them and say to them, assuredly I say to you, inasmuch as you did it to one of the least of these my brethren, you did it to me. Last Sunday I had the privilege to help the TUs with their service project with the bags that they were handing out today. And it was interesting to watch them because their attitude through the whole thing was that they get to help somebody who's less fortunate than them. Brothers and sisters, we have to have that same attitude, is that we get to do things rather than what we have to do. Last but not least, remember your why. Live your purpose. Remember why you do what you do. We don't get burned out because of what we do. We get burned out because we forget why we do it. Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. John chapter 3, verse 16 and 17. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whoever believes in him should not perish but have everlasting life. For God did not send his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. 1 John chapter 4, verse 19. We love him because he first loved us. Ecclesiastes chapter 12, verse 13 and 14. Let us hear the conclusion of the whole matter. Fear God and keep his commandments, for this is man's all. For God will bring every work into judgment, including every secret thing, whether good or evil. We have the greatest purpose and reason to live that this world has ever known or will ever know. We must never forget why we do what we do. And let us not grow weary while doing good, for in due season we shall reap if we do not lose heart. Galatians chapter 6, verse 9. We don't get burned out because of what we do. We get burned out because we forget why we do it. Being a positive team member goes a long way in being able to bring out the best not only in yourself, but in your brethren around you. When you are positive, it allows you to focus on what you get to do rather than what you have to do. All this allows you to remember your why, which is to fear God and keep his commandments. Tonight, if you want to be able to, if you want to get to live that purpose, we encourage you to do so. You've heard the word tonight. Believe it. Believe. Repent of your past sins. Confess that Jesus Christ is the Son of God and be baptized for the remission of your sins. If you already have been living this purpose but have allowed negativity, loss of focus, and remembering your why to lead you astray, you can make that right. 1 John chapter 1, verse 7, for as we walk in the light, as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ cleanses us from all sins. Whatever your need be, please come forward as we stand and as we sing.
I pray my sins to thee, God.